How to start Forex trading with $100 without blowing it in week one. Most people who Google how to start Forex trading with $100 are hoping someone will confirm it's a real number, that $100 enough to turn into something meaningful. Here's the honest answer. It's enough to start. It isn't enough to get rich, but it's enough to learn how this actually works, lose the amount you should lose while figuring it out, and build habits that'll matter when you've got more capital behind you. That's a real outcome. That's also not what most articles on this topic will tell you. Forex profits when beginners deposit money and lose it fast. That's the business model. So the advice you'll find out there is designed to get you depositing, not to help you survive past month two. This article isn't that. By the end, you'll know exactly what $100 does in a live account, which broker type fits a small account, what your first trades should look like, and the one math rule that separates traders who last from those who don't. No broker list with flashy sign-up bonuses, no 10 steps to mastery, just what $100 actually means in a live account, and how to use it without burning it in your first month. You're starting with a $100 learning budget. That's micro lots, strict risk rules, and a learning mindset, not a profit mindset. If you go in expecting to double your account in 30 days, you'll lose it. If you go in to learn the mechanics without losing more than you can handle, you'll come out with real skills. That's the only difference. Everything below is built around it. What $100 actually buys you in a Forex account. Most beginners skip this math entirely. They'll go straight to picking a broker and hitting deposit. Then they've blown the account in 2 weeks and can't figure out what went wrong. What you need to understand first is this. In Forex, there are three lot sizes you'll be working with. The standard lot is 100,000 units of a currency. A mini lot is 10,000. A micro lot is 1,000. With $100 in your account, you're trading micro lots only, which is 0.01 lots on most platforms. On a micro lot of Euro USD, one pip's worth about 10 cents, not $10, 10 cents. If you're risking 1% of your $100 account per trade, that's $1 at risk. A $1 risk at 0.10 cents per pip means your stop's 10 pips away from your entry. That's a real trade. Small, yes, but it's a real one. You're practicing actual risk management without the stakes being brutal. And here's something most articles won't tell you. You're not going to make meaningful money from $100 in Forex. The math doesn't work that way. A good month at 5% return is $5. That isn't income, it's tuition. Starting with $100 means you're learning while mistakes cost you dollars, not thousands. It's a feature, not a bug. Every professional trader started somewhere small. Those who've lasted treated early trades as practice with real consequences, not a lottery ticket. Why most beginners pick the wrong broker for $100? Not all Forex brokers work the same way. There are two main types you'll encounter, market makers and ECN or STP brokers. This distinction matters more at $100 than any other account size, and most beginners haven't thought about it before depositing. Market makers take the other side of your trades internally. They're profiting when you lose. Some are regulated and operate fairly, but the incentive structure isn't aligned with your success. Many of the brokers pushing the loudest start with $5 promotions are market makers with wide spreads and requotes built into the model, and that'll quietly wreck a small account. ECN and STP brokers route your orders to real liquidity providers, and they're not on the other side of your trade. They're making their money from a small commission or spread markup, regardless of whether you win or lose. That's the model you want. Pepperstone, IC Markets, and FP Markets all offer ECN-style accounts with micro-lot support and low minimum deposits, which means they're the right fit for starting small. For a $100 account, three things are non-negotiable. Regulation comes first. You're looking for FCA, UK regulation, ASIC, Australia regulation, or SISEC, EU regulation. Not some offshore license from a jurisdiction you've never heard of. Real regulation means real protections. Your client funds are segregated, and there's a complaints process if something goes sideways. Micro lot support is second. If the broker doesn't support 0.01 lots, you can't manage risk properly on $100. Walk away. Tight spreads are third. A 2-pip spread on EURUSD might seem harmless, but over 100 trades, it'll cost you $20. That's 20% of your starting capital eaten by spread before you've made a single trading decision. Pepperstone's Razor account has no minimum deposit and ECN-style spreads from 0.0 pips plus a small commission. That's the structure that actually gives a $100 account a fighting chance. Open a demo account first. You'll be glad you did. This is the free step most beginners skip, and almost all of them eventually wish they hadn't. Every serious broker offers a free demo account. Pepperstone does, IC Markets does, most regulated brokers do. You're getting real market conditions, real chart data, and real order execution with fake money attached. You'll practice everything without watching real dollars disappear while you're still figuring out how the platform works. Spend 2 to 4 weeks on demo before you've deposited anything. There's no rush. Not because Forex isn't learnable at a live account, but because the most expensive mistakes come from not knowing the software yet. Wrong lot size entered, stop loss placed on the wrong side of a key level, order type confusion that results in a market order when you wanted a limit. These mistakes cost nothing on demo. On live, they can take a big chunk of your account in a single confused moment, and you won't fully understand what happened until it's already done. At Trading Anti-Guru, we think demo's got a ceiling. At some point, you'll need real money in the account to feel the mental weight of a losing trade, because that pressure is real and important to experience firsthand. But that point isn't before you know how to enter a trade correctly, set a stop loss precisely, and calculate your position size without guessing. Don't skip demo. But here's the trap nobody warns you about. Traders who spend too long on demo start building habits that only work when there's no money on the line. They hold losing positions because closing them doesn't hurt. They skip their own rules because breaking them costs nothing. Then they go live and wonder why they can't execute the same way. Bad position sizing is the number one reason small accounts blow up. Not bad strategy. Bad sizing, every time. New traders see a setup they're sure about and go in heavy, 2-3% risk on a single trade, sometimes more. The trade goes against them, the account drops 10%. They double down to recover. It's gone by Friday. Your rule for a $100 account, it's 1% risk per trade. That's $1, maximum. A lot of traders read that and think it's too conservative. It isn't. It's the only reason you'll still have a trading account in 3 months, and without an account, you can't trade at all. Here's how you apply it. Before every entry, find where your stop loss goes. Count how many pips that is from your entry, then calculate how many lots you can trade so that if the stop gets hit, you're losing exactly $1. Run the math. Account size, multiplied by risk percentage, divided by stop loss in pips, multiplied by pip value, and you've got your lot size. For a $100 account that's risking 1% with a 20-pip stop on EURUSD micro lots, you're getting 100 times 0.01 divided by 20 times 0.10, which gives 0.5 micro lots. Round down to 0.01, and you're risking even less than $1 per trade. That's fine. You're learning. Almost every regulated broker's got a free position size calculator right inside the platform. Use it before every single entry. 20 seconds. Those are the most important 20 seconds you'll spend in your trading session. Your first real trades should be the deliberately boring setups you can find. Not the highest potential setup of the week, not the news trade everyone's shouting about on X, the boring, obvious, clear setup you've already practiced on demo 20 times and feel confident you can execute correctly. EURUSD and GBPUSD are where beginners start, and there's a real reason for that. They're the two most traded currency pairs in the world, which means tight spreads, plenty of freely available analysis, and more steady behavior around major price levels than you'll find almost anywhere else. Exotic pairs with huge spreads and wild overnight moves aren't for $100 accounts. Not yet. Trade during the London session or the New York overlap. London's running roughly 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. London time. New York's overlap is 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. They're the windows with the highest volume, tightest spreads, and most directional movement of the day. Trading at 3 a.m. because you can't sleep is how accounts get quietly damaged before you've even noticed it's happening. Keep a trading journal. Entry, stop, target, reason, outcome. It's the entire feedback loop for getting better. Traders who journal improve. Traders who don't tend to repeat the same mistakes for years without realizing it. A free trading journal template's available at tradinganti-guru.com. When $100 enough and when it isn't. $100 genuinely enough to learn the real mechanics of Forex trading on a live account with real stakes and real consequences for bad decisions. That's not a small thing. It's exactly what it needs to be. But it isn't enough if your goal's income. The math doesn't produce useful numbers. A realistic 10% monthly return on a $100 account is $10. A strong 20% month is $20. That's not a living. It's barely lunch. If your goal's building toward a real trading account, $100 is exactly the right starting point. Learn the platform, build the habits, prove to yourself you're able to follow the 1% rule for 90 straight trading days without breaking it once. Then add capital, not before. There's no shortcut that doesn't end up costing more than it saves. Traders who come in with realistic expectations are the ones who are still trading 2 years from now, still improving, still building on what they know. The ones expecting $100 to become $1,000 in 3 months are the ones who fuel the most painful stat in retail finance. Roughly 70 to 80% of retail Forex traders lose money according to regulatory disclosures from FCA-regulated brokers. That number isn't destiny, but it's a description of what happens when people trade without risk management, with too much leverage, and with expectations no account can meet. You don't have to be in that group. Starting small is the smartest trade you'll make this year. Money isn't the starting line, the habits are. You can start Forex trading with $100 today. Pick a regulated broker with micro lot support, open a free demo account, and spend 2 to 4 weeks there before you've deposited real money. Then fund your account, and you're trading with a strict 1% risk rule from your very first live entry. That's the whole process. It isn't exciting, it won't make a good highlight reel, but it's the actual path that produces traders who are still around and still improving 5 years from now. And that's worth a lot more than blowing $100 in 2 weeks chasing something that was never real. The gurus will keep telling you the system's the secret, the indicator's the key, the course unlocks everything. It won't. The edge is always in the boring work, risk management, consistency, and time. That's what builds real traders. Your $100 is enough to start building all three. Start there. What traders ask most about starting Forex with $100? Q&A. Can you actually make money Forex trading with $100? Technically, yes, but the amounts will be very small. With proper 1% risk management, you're risking $1 per trade. A good month might return 5 to 10%. That's $5 to $10. The real value of starting with $100 isn't income generation. It's learning how to trade correctly while the cost of mistakes stays small enough to not derail you. What's the best broker for a $100 Forex account? Look for FCA, ASIC, or SISEC regulation, micro lot support, and tight spreads. Pepperstone and IC Markets are both well regulated with no minimum deposit requirements and ECN-style pricing that'll work well for small accounts. Don't chase sign-up bonuses, chase regulation and spreads, because those are what'll determine how long your $100 lasts. How much leverage should a beginner use with $100? Keep it as low as possible. Many regulators cap retail leverage at 30 to 1 for major pairs, and that's already a lot. For a $100 account, high leverage is how accounts vanish in a single bad trade before you've had time to react, which means you'll have lost more than you'd planned to risk in the first place. Start at 10 to 1 or lower. Leverage amplifies losses just as aggressively as it amplifies wins, and on a small account, a 50-pip move against you at high leverage can wipe out a big chunk of capital before your stop loss even triggers, which means you'll have lost more than you'd planned to risk in the first place. Is a demo account worth it before starting with $100? Yes. Spend at least 2 weeks on demo before you've deposited real money. The goal isn't profitability, It's learning the platform, position sizing, and order types so your first live trades aren't wasted on figuring out the software while actual money's at risk. What currency pairs should a beginner trade with $100? EURUSD and GBPUSD. They've got the tightest spreads, the most freely available analysis, and the most steady behavior around major price levels. Exotic pairs with wide spreads and unpredictable moves aren't right for small accounts. Keep it simple, and you'll learn faster because fewer variables are fighting for your attention at once. Every week at Trading Anti-Guru, we'll break down one honest concept, call out one industry lie, and share one free tool you can actually use. No course to sell, no hype. Sign up at TradingAntiGuru.com and we'll send the free trading journal template with your first issue.